The dispute over certifying Wisconsin's Clean Water Act plan with the United States Environmental Protection Agency threatened to shut down shipping 4 weeks early during a critical time that would have stopped cargo such as coal and iron ore from getting to customers before the three-month winter layoff. It would have also prevented shipyards in Sturgeon Bay and Superior from getting ships during the winter months, costing hundreds of jobs. DNR spokesman Adam Collins says they still hope to enact stricter guidelines, but needed to act now so they dropped a bureaucratic roadblock and sent the EPA the paperwork they needed.
From the beginning, we disagreed with the EPA's assessment that federal enforcement could be taken or citizen suits could be brought in this matter. But our action today ensures that shipping will continue on the Great Lakes in Wisconsin. The shipping industry is vital to many local economies, and their cargo includes necessities for all parts of the state.
Collins hopes to have any remaining challenges and conflicts worked out with the federal government and the Clean Water Act before the beginning of the 2009 shipping season to avoid any other threats to the shipping industry. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.